Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur with your host, Jonathan Royce. Hi there, everybody. This is episode 24 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where I provide tips and tricks to improve the principalship and or discuss how the skills of the principal translate to the entrepreneurial space. I'll also interview principals and school leaders just like you and discuss how they balance the challenges of school with their entrepreneurial interests and gain insight on the strategies they use daily to help run their schools. In today's episode, we'll go over a controversial issue, three reasons schools should be graded A through F. I recently read an article by Sienna Adcox of the Associated Press, and she reported that a South Carolina agency suggested that schools be graded publicly with that A through F scale. There was an educational outcry against that type of rating system. As a new principal at an alternative ed school where test scores are low, my school would most likely fall into that F range. Regardless of that, there are three reasons grading schools should be graded, or schools should be graded on that A through F scale. This is a reminder. It's a reminder that getting an F as a school administrator reminds us how struggling students feel when they are not successful. There are always circumstances outside our students' control that impacts their education. Likewise, in receiving a failing grade, as principals, we are forced to reflect on the difficulty that some of our students face. Just like them, there are aspects of education that are outside a principal's control. And having that reminder of what the student feels like and what they go through and how that impacts their self-worth is a valuable thing for principals. Another reason is the hope that it would create some community accountability. If a school receives an F, the local media will obviously run with that story. Local businesses and families will have to make a decision if this then is acceptable. More community resources would hopefully be funneled into the school systems as people come together, as it would be in the best interests of businesses to support their schools if simply for economic reasons. If schools or if businesses are worried about things like foot traffic, then you're going to care about your education because families move to where they can best educate their child. And then the final reason is readability. With the ways people are able to twist language or use different words to soften the impact of failure in today's day and age, an A through F scale makes it easy to see where you stand. Everybody knows what an A means. Everybody knows what an F means. There's no hiding behind political language. And if a traditional scale is how we rate our children, we should then have the courage to rate ourselves in that same manner. Obviously, no system is perfect. A scale that rates our scale or our schools A through F at least reminds us what it feels like to be poorly performing students. It impacts our community accountability, and it's easy for everybody to read. Perhaps if we don't like using such a scale to judge ourselves, maybe we should find a new way to judge our students. If you want to read that article by Sienna Adcox and see why many people oppose this rating scale, please go to the principalentrepreneur.com blog, and you can see and leave your comments and suggestions there on the corresponding blog. If you are listening to this on iTunes, please take a minute and give a rating or review. I continue to get better with your feedback. And until next time, thanks for listening to The Principal Entrepreneur.